From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met today with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang to discuss trade and economic ties. He's now on his way to Manila, the final stop on a five-nation Asian trip.
Later today, I will travel to the Philippines, where I will discuss many of these issues at the U.S. ASEAN Summit and the East Asia Summit. The ASEAN Summit is going to be something I think very, very special. I look forward to attending. We will also discuss the growing threat from North Korea.
President Trump speaking at a joint news conference with President Quang earlier. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy arrives in Catalonia today for his first visit since Madrid imposed direct rule on the region. His visit to Barcelona comes one day after Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in the city demanding the release of jailed leaders and the recognition of a separate Catalan Republic. 40 members of parliament from British Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party have agreed to sign a letter of no confidence in her. This is 8 short of the number needed to trigger a party leadership contest, the mechanism through which May could be forced from office. Lebanese President Michel Aoun has called on Saudi Arabia to explain why Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after he resigned unexpectedly during a visit in Riyadh. Aoun has yet to formally accept Hariri's resignation. White House said Hariri has been a trusted partner of the United States in strengthening Lebanese institutions. This is VOA News.